KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In sports, Iowa State will face defending Pac-12 champion Oregon in the first round of the Emerald Coast Classic on Friday, November 27th at 8:30 Central Time. Cyclones will then play either Illinois or Florida on Sunday, November 29th. Those games, which will be played on the campus of Northwest Florida State College in Niceville, Florida, will be televised on CBS Sports Network. The Cyclones won the 2015 Emerald Coast Classic, defeating Virginia Tech and Illinois. Monte Morris was named the tournament's most outstanding player. Iowa middle linebacker Dylan Doyle announced that he's entering the NCAA transfer portal on Tuesday. Doyle, the son of embattled strength coach Chris Doyle, played four games as a freshman in 2018 before redshirting. Last season, he appeared in all 13 games with four starts, and for his career, he totaled 27 tackles, 13 of those solos. Doyle figured to battle for the starting middle linebacker spot this fall. His father was placed on administrative leave on Saturday. The Great Plains Athletic Conference will follow the guidelines of the NAIA and offer a 9-game football season this fall. The NAIA will allow football practice to begin August 15th. Corey Westra is the commissioner of the GPAC.
And that first game will be on September 12 of 2020. So we will play that through. Everybody will still have a bye week in there. So it's a very nice schedule for our football playing schools in the league. We still have not gone and dealt with other items such as game operations and those types of things, including fan attendance and protocols for that. We're still waiting to see what the coming weeks and months bring on that front.
The teams will play a 9-game complete conference schedule. Westra says a shortened season is better than no season.
And it may look different and feel different and may not be exactly what we want, but at the end of the day, it's going to feel a lot better to have kids on the field and on the court than it did this spring when there was no competition at all after March 12.
That move means Drake will be searching for an opponent for their season opener. The Bulldogs were scheduled to host GPAC member Hastings of Nebraska on September 3rd.
Because it falls outside of the 9 allowable games that we have. So we will play just conference opponents in the sport of football this year. So unfortunately, that game is not going to happen. And that would have been great for our league and for Hastings specifically to play the Bulldogs. But in this given year, this is what has happened.
Westra says most all of the scheduling changes for the GPAC will be in the sport of volleyball, which will be limited to 22 dates.
Because we had an earlier start in that sport. We had an August 25 play date that would not be allowed right now because it's before September 5. We're going to ask the schools to move those games on their own to a place in the schedule that makes sense for them. And then we had another week of games prior to September 5 as well, and we've gone ahead and moved them to a week that we did have open in our schedule in October.
Morningside, Briarcliff, Dort, and Northwestern, all here in Iowa, are part of the GPAC. Well, baseball players have moved toward teams but remain far apart economically in their latest proposal for starting the pandemic-delayed season, adamant that they receive full prorated salaries while offering to cut the regular season to 89 games. The proposal by the Players Association, given to Major League Baseball Tuesday evening without a negotiating session, was detailed to the Associated Press by a pair of people familiar with the negotiations. MLB did not appear to view the proposal as productive but made no comment. MLB has said that absent an agreement, it could go ahead with a shorter schedule of perhaps 50 games. Players made their move one day after management cut its proposed schedule from 82 to 76 games. The Taiwan Baseball League is continuing as a trailblazer for sports, resuming after the lockdown and the pandemic. An easing of restrictions by the government last weekend allows more fans at the ballparks and allows them to sit closer together while they're supporting their teams in the Taiwan-based CPBL. Spectators are only required to wear face masks when they're not in their seats, and ballparks are allowed to be up to 50% capacity. The Taiwan League resumed play in April in empty stadiums. Last month, they started allowing up to 1,000 fans to attend games. NASCAR is set to allow fans back at the track for races this month at Homestead Miami Speedway and Talladega Super Speedway. NASCAR will allow up to 1,000 Florida service members representing the Homestead Air Reserve Base and U.S. Southern Command in Doral to attend the Cup Series race Sunday as honorary guests and view the race from the grandstands. Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama will allow up to 5,000 guests in the front stretch grandstands and towers for the June 21st Cup race. There will be limited motorhome camping spots available outside the track. NASCAR says all fans will be screened before entering, required to wear mandated to social distance at least 6 feet, and will not have access to the infield, among other revised operational protocols. The familiar scene of Confederate flags waved by fans at NASCAR tracks could soon be a relic of racing's good old boy roots. Bubba Wallace, the lone black driver in the sport this week, declared it's time for the stock car series with deep ties to the South to ban the flag at its properties and formally distance itself from what is for millions an unwelcome symbol of slavery and racism. The signs are everywhere that NASCAR could do so. A black NASCAR official took a knee before Sunday's race near Atlanta in what may have been a first, and the governing body vowed to do a better job of addressing racial injustice. Wallace seized the moment and issued his most compelling comments yet on the often thorny nature of race and racing. He said, "My next step would be to get rid of all Confederate flags." There was no immediate statement from NASCAR. The series in 2015 asked fans to refrain from displaying the flag at its facilities and events. The PGA Tour is leaving the 8:46 a.m. tee time vacant this week at Colonial. It's part of a tribute and to support efforts to end racial and social injustice. Commissioner Jay Monahan says the tour will have a moment of silence and reflection at 8:46 a.m. in each of the four rounds at the Charles Schwab Challenge. The moment of silence will start with three short blasts on the horn. Running back Todd Gurley has passed his physical, clearing the final hurdle for his return to Georgia with the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons say that Gurley passed his physical Monday in Atlanta. Gurley's $6 million one-year deal with Atlanta was made official on April 6th. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, the NFL didn't allow players to report to their new teams immediately for physicals. Gurley's physical was notable because he has a history of knee problems, including an injury while a standout for the Georgia Bulldogs. A persistent left knee injury limited his effectiveness late in 2018 with the LA Rams. He played in 15 games last season. The Pro Football Hall of Fame will reopen today after a nearly three-month closure caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The hall closed on March 16th, but permission has been granted by Ohio Governor Mike DeWine for museums, science centers, and zoos to reopen. There will be several health and safety guidelines in place for visitors and workers at the Canton Shrine. All employees have to wear face masks, and visitors are encouraged to do so as well. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.